This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A rocket strike at a soccer field in the Israeli-controlled Golan Heights killed at least 11 children and teens. It is the deadliest strike on Israel targeted along the country's northern border since the fighting began between Israel and the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah. It raised fears of a broader regional war. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is warning that Hezbollah will pay a heavy price for the attack, one that has not paid so far. Hezbollah has rushed to deny any role. Netanyahu is hurrying home from the United States. Israel says 20 other people were wounded. Japanese and U.S. defense chiefs and top diplomats are meeting in Tokyo Sunday for security talks aimed at further bolstering their military cooperation, including by upgrading U.S. forces command and strengthening American-licensed missile production in Japan. The allies increasingly operate together amid a rising threat from China. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin are joining their Japanese counterparts to reaffirm their alliance following President Joe Biden's withdrawal from the November presidential race. They will hold their first talks on the U.S. commitment to extended deterrence, which includes nuclear weapons. Three Russian warships have arrived in Cuban waters, Moscow's second such maritime voyage in as many months. In a reflection of deepening ties between Russia and Cuba, the naval group consisting of a training ship, patrol frigate, and refueling tanker are expected to remain docked in Cuba's port of Havana until July 30th. The Sunday arrival of the vessels comes mere weeks after another squadron of Russian warships, including a powerful nuclear-powered submarine, visited Havana as part of a planned military exercise last month. This is VOA News. A new era is coming for Mexico's powerful Sinaloa cartel in the wake of the capture by U.S. authorities of Ismael El Mayo Zambada, the last of the grand old Mexican drug traffickers. Experts believe his arrest will usher in a new wave of violence in Mexico, even as Zambada could potentially provide loads of information for American prosecutors. He has eluded authorities for decades and had never set foot in prison. He was known for being an astute operator, skilled at corrupting officials, and having an ability to negotiate with everyone, including rivals. He was captured Thursday along with the son of Joaquin El Chapo Guzman. Philippine government personnel transported food and other supplies to a fiercely disputed shoal occupied by a Filipino Navy contingent without any clashes with China. The area is closely guarded by Beijing's forces in the South China Sea. Past such trips have resulted in aggression between the two countries' ships, but no confrontations were reported from Saturday's transport. The Department of Foreign Affairs in Manila said Saturday that it was the first Philippine government supply trip to the second Thomas Shoal since the Philippines and China reached a deal a week ago to prevent clashes. Donald Trump wrapped up his rally in Minnesota as the presidential campaign enters a critical 100-day stretch. The rally in St. Cloud on Saturday also featured his running mate J.D. Vance. The rally was a gamble for Trump that could potentially force Democrats to devote resources to a state they might otherwise ignore. But it could also be a risk for the Republican nominee if he focuses on reach states instead of more traditional battlegrounds. Trump continued a pattern of escalating attacks against his likely opponent, Vice President Kamala Harris. On crime and immigration, Harris spent Saturday fundraising in Massachusetts. And a fresh broadside against one of the world's most popular technology companies. The U.S. Justice Department has accused TikTok of harnessing the ability to gather bulk information on users based on views on divisive social issues like gun control, abortion, and religion. And government lawyers say in a brief filed in federal court late Friday that TikTok and its Beijing-based parent company ByteDance use an internal web suite system called Lark to enable employees to speak directly with ByteDance engineers in China. One of Lark's internal search tools, a filing state permits ByteDance and TikTok employees in the U.S. and China to gather bulk user information based on content. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.